This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air. And just being involved in the Gates. Really want you involved in the Gates. That's what we all have a good time when that happens. Right? Because we get information. We know what we want. We know how to go about it. I've been following a group of moms online. Trying to give them information. They're in our area, my area. And I've been trying to give them some information on the school districts because they're broken up here. When I say they're broken up, I mean Newsom's got them from K-6 and then 7 through 12. So it's not just a matter of one group that now can't go to school or does go to school, wears a mask, doesn't wear a mask, that kind of stuff. That's all what's going on. And then trying to get them back into school, they said, well, listen, the elementary school kids can go back in higher numbers because they're all in one class all day. Don't have to worry about where they're going or how they get back or anything like that. The kids in junior high and high school, they don't. They go from class to class to class to class to class. So think about how do you keep them from spread, not that they're spread, is I'm just saying this is what the County Board of Health says. How do you keep them from spreading stuff? From spreading, they can go from their little classes of 10, 12, or 15. Now they go out, one of them touches 10 others. That's 10, 8. Man, it's like a pyramid scheme, right? It just goes out like wildfire, if that were the case. But it's not really the case. But what I was getting at was some of these moms had heard tidbits of information and they were running with it like it was gospel truth and the world and the sky was falling. And I had to do a Joe, I went in there and I said, I'm like, look, why do I bother? Why do I bother being on the board? Why do I bother opening my mouth? If you guys aren't going to spew the truth. You're no worse than they are when you don't spew the truth. Now, I can't get all political with them at the school board, but they got my point. So now they're pushing it the proper way. They're putting emails together. They're sending out, questionnaires, emails. They're talking to kids, trying to find out where the kids are at, what they want to do. And I don't think, the more and more and more you hear the kids interviewed, they don't want anything to do with segregated schools. It's a sad thing because some schools are doing really well when it comes to, laying out the information, not teaching their kids this 16-19 garbage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hate when I'm in the middle of a story and a screen switch on me. I don't know if you caught it earlier. Martha McCallum, she went back and forth. Now, I don't watch much Fox anymore. I was going to say sorry to say, but I'm really not sorry to say. So Martha, she was going back and forth with Teachers Union President over critical race theory. Now, this has been debunked. It's proved as not being real. It's proved as being fake. It's proved that, like it came out of the back of somebody's mind. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, this is what they... perceive or wish the truth was. Now, she questioned Weingarten, which is the head of the Federal Teachers Union, her push to implement a curriculum based on certain parts of the 1619 Project, a history that was published in 2019 by the Times, New York Times. The project is based on a belief that the first importation of slaves to America's shores in 1619 constituted the nation's true founding. Why? Because the slaves touched the ground? What about the slaves that were here before them? The Native American slaves. You didn't know that, right? You guys knew that. You knew that the Indians, the Native Americans, that they made slaves of other tribesmen. You knew that, right? I love all these people who talk about how bad we were, what we did to them, how bad we were to take them. Well, let me tell you what, you should see how bad they were to each other. Why don't you see what they did to get their land, to get their women, to get whatever it is that they had? They killed them. Anytime they went into a village, they killed the majority or raided the village. They killed the majority of the men in that village. They killed a bunch of the firstborn boys. That's right. I'm so happy we're in modern era because I was first born. You know how many stories in the Bible and other places where I should have been gone? Anyway, so this the history has not been found. It's unfounded, actually. And yet the teachers want to teach his gospel truth. Now, Weingarten is a self-described history and social studies teacher. She defended the controversial belief, claiming that from everything I can see and understand from the data that I see for 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching. I think you should teach that it happened. No question about it. I hope you also teach about, you know, how some of our colonies, some of our quote-unquote states, if you would, right, they had already, in essence, outlawed slavery. And, matter of fact, one of the first slave boats that hit, I think it was Massachusetts, I'm not sure, so don't hold me to it. But I think it hit Massachusetts. The boat, once a ship, boat, whatever you guys want to call it, once it got in the shore, they arrested the captain and the crew. What for? And it's the only thing. No. They arrested them because slavery was illegal. And you heard me. On these shores, on these grounds, slavery was illegal. Don't see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Hopefully Dr. B will join us.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, strutting music. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Go up to the website, because if you go to the website, you can sign up for the email blast. You can sign up for a whole bunch of stuff up there. And I wish you would get involved and get informed. So you're struggling with depression, anxiety, confusion, trying to figure out what to do. You want to go visit. Some of you didn't visit Mom on Mother's Day because you were afraid to either be on the plane or be in the car. And listen, can I ask? We're going to find out. This has got to be a psychosis of some kind. When you're in the car alone, driving down the road, if you have a mask on, this goes way past fear and caution. This has got to be a whole new number on the stupidity scale, okay? Because I don't know how you can, if you're really worried about it, just change the filter. They have this thing called a cabin filter for your car. Have it changed with a HEPA filter. You'll be just fine. I give you my guarantee you'll be fine. But let me bring a doctor. See, I'm not a doctor, so I don't have a clue. But it sounds good to me. Anyhow, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she does every week. We kind of try to help you get through some of the madness that's going on around you psychologically. And psychology and common sense should be more mixed together. Am I wrong?
Psychology and common sense. Yes, they should be. I had to think about it a moment. And it's more split than ever. Psychology and common sense are both out the window. We've opened it up and threw them right on out, didn't we? Yes. And I totally agree. You know, they keep, you know, I just got in from California. Quick 3-day trip.
Snuck out.
I didn't rescue or anything.
I know. Anyway.
I flew, and Allie and I did not wear a mask. We made it the entire weekend.
Really?
Flying,
did you have these
flying?
Little things that said, mask exempt on by any chance? You didn't?
Right. We didn't. No, I totally should have, but I totally forgot about that. No, Texas, it's even everybody's wearing a mask in the airport because it's international, that whatever. But we did. No one said anything. We wore nothing. We had them all locked up in our baggage. Got through TSA, everything, and hey, they'd ask, do you have a mask? We're like, yeah. And we just keep going. That's what we say now. Yeah. TSA, everything. No one said anything. Got a few stares from people going to California. Got on the plane. We just sucked on ice and they fed us. And so we didn't wear it the whole time. Restrooms, everything, nothing. Got off, went to the rental place, car place in San Diego, nothing. Went to a few restaurants to get some takeout in California for Mother's Day. We didn't wear them. They asked, do you have a mask? And we're like, nope. And they gave us the food.
It's in the car and make sure I don't lose it.
So coming back, of course, in California, the TSA agent, we went to TSA pre, and the agent said, do you have masks? And I said, she's like, can I get your ID? Yeah. Do you have masks? And I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have them. And so she's like, okay, you guys are clear. And I said, oh, I need my license. And she said, I won't give you your license until you put your mask on. And I said, well, it's personal property. You can't hold that. And she's like, well, I am. So I held it up. She handed it to me, and I took it back down. And then wouldn't you know it, the lights went red. I was bing, 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 random search. I could have predicted that.
Wow.
Random search. Yeah, yeah. And she starts cracking up. I'm like, wow, that's professional. And the guy's like, I need your phone. And I'm like, what? What is this? I go, you need my phone? He goes, you were picked out for a random search. And I'm like, why do you need my phone? Like, it's all locked up in my purse. So I'm like, can you explain? And he was really nice, actually. He goes, can you just show me your phone really quickly? Trust me, I'll explain it all. I gave him my phone. He swabbed it, went to the machine, nothing. He goes, here you go. We're going to do nothing else. You're fine. You're being hassled. Go on. So, yeah. Thank you, California. Thank you for reminding me why I left.
Yep. So you obviously went, you saw your mom so you could celebrate birthing People's Day. And,
yes, that's, my husband said Happy Mother's Day, and then he's like, I mean Birthing Person Day, and I'm like, thank you.
Well, they did that because, a lot of people feel bad when you leave them out. So they want to be more inclusionary, and they figured what a better way to include women, transgenders, non-binary, and under-gender non-conforming people.
Okay. Well, I felt very included in that. So Father's Day, what do we do on Father's Day? Fertilizing person day?
I don't see that. God. This show's on too early. I'm sure young people listening, I could have a real fun day with that one.
But, maybe we should do this the last hour.
I know, right? I don't know why you would call it people with persons with uterus day. I don't, why is that
more accurate? You should have a contest. Everybody write in what Father's Day should be called, okay? Let's see if it's your best one.
Okay, let's do that. Okay.
Everybody write
in. The one that makes it to number one, I'll give them a free something. I don't know what yet. It won't be a
Joe's got lots of free stuff.
I'll give you something for free. I mean, seriously. This is how we dig it. And they do it in the name of inclusion because so many people feel bad. I didn't know this was like an epidemic of people feeling bad about not being included in something they had no ability to do to begin with.
It's like the whole homosexual, sorry, gay, LGBT, it's like less than 3% of the people. They're just really loud. You know, we parked our rental car, you know, in San Diego and went to go get on the rental bus, you know, again, still not wearing a mask. And this black woman, God bless her, she's like, you get your mask on now or you ain't getting on that bus. And I'm just like, what the heck? Good, and it's that whole, like, what, calm down. Everybody just, it's a power trip now, right? These names, this is critical race theory, this mask, it is just a psychological, cultish power trip. I said, why do I need my mask on? She's like, because it's federal regulation. I'm like, you're a rental company. You're not under federal law. So I just got on. And then this lady was there, and she just, like, gasped. And then she just leapt out and just ran out of the bus waiting for the next one. Okay. So Allie starts coughing, and I'm like, stop.
Don't say that. Don't antagonize it. And by the way, if your mom gets, Allie, if your mom gets dragged off by the police, make sure you get plenty of pictures.
It'll you know, I literally, I was a little nervous, Joe, honestly, because they took off, and I didn't have my mask on, you know, on the bus. And then they just stopped, like, in the middle of the parking lot, and I'm like, oh shoot, they're gonna kick us off. I'm like, nope, we're doing this. So we made it.
The problem is, it's been, first of all, let's get away from the mask for one second. Yeah. All this other nonsense, you know, this birthing people,
yeah,
to include you know, transgender, non-binary, and all this other stuff that is new to the discussion and has no basis in science fact, has no basis in common sense or anything along those lines.
Right.
It almost seems to me they keep doing this, the people in charge keep doing this, because it just seems like they can lord over you. It gives them some kind of power over you.
Am I way off, and
let's really hit the other side of the break. You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back. Dr. B's going nowhere. We'll be right back with her.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for use in teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly effective in keeping them from developing COVID. Dr. Francis Collins calls the approval exciting news. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that it's a chance to protect adolescents well ahead of the next school year.
We really want to protect adolescents. And more than that, adolescents have been taken out of social circles, out of school sports programs, out of going to the prom, out of hanging with their friends. This is a way to get us back to normal and well in advance of getting the school season started in the fall.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. To listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do get appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her on. She kicks off every Monday with us. I call it Mental Health Mondays for a reason. Help you kind of get reset, figure out what you're going to do for the week, and know how to push back, because it is getting crazier and crazier. All of a sudden, COVID now, it went from a bar-hopping flu virus, right? It started hopping the bars at 10 o'clock at night. Remember, they were closing the bars down at 10. For you people out there that keep telling us on the right how ignorant and stupid we are, you people, the ones that believe that a virus comes alive at 10 o'clock at night and hits bars only, all right? You people actually believe, you tease us about science, that the virus will jump around on people at a beach in the sunlight. You people actually believe that you can run a track race with one or two masks on, and there's more than enough oxygen to take care of you, as we saw that little girl, that poor girl, that fell over after she finished running the race. And now you people are actually going to believe that the virus is seasonal, according to Dr. Fake It Fauci. Anyway, Dr. B joins me, as she does every week. Help me kick it off. Dr. Bridget Melson, I mean, I barely made it out of high school, and I know this stuff isn't real.
It's you're so right. And again, bringing it back to the psychology of all of it, whether it's vaccines or masks or what's going on in schools. Again, you know, I witnessed this weekend in California, you know, where you can cross the certain plane into the seats to sit and eat your food, and it's mask free. But that invisible plane over on this side, oh gosh, federal regulation. I'm just like, what? And you know, I have people asking me, like, what happens? Even Allie, what we just, there was nothing there. Like, why? Just the psychology, it really, you know, gets to people. And I said, I don't know, hon. That's why we're, I don't know. I, that's the problem with all of this. That's why it doesn't make sense anymore. That's why it's illogical, irrational. And why we were in the airport eating, just sitting there, you know, and this kid, this parent, this mom said, here, you know, Johnny, he was probably 4, put your mask on. And he's like, I don't want to wear a damn mask. I'm tired of the mask. And he just starts throwing a tantrum. I'm like, yes. You go, Johnny, you go. And I just felt for the kid. And here he is, and they're yelling at him, and get off the ground. I'm like, listen to your child. He's done. These kids are done. This is not just about a mask, parents. Yeah. This is about psychologically what's going on. They're not seeing, they want to see faces. They see monsters. I can only imagine what it's like. And no, I don't think that's extreme. It's scary. I've seen kids jump out of their skin walking around the corner, seeing different masks on people and not being able to read, you know, their expressions. And I've talked and talked about studies and research that's been out for the last year and a half about this, about how developmentally our kids need this. So me seeing it now, and I see it more and more where I go, where kids are just like ripping it off and throwing it down. The parents are getting mad at them, and adults and store owners and teachers. I'm like, you guys, you're destroying these children. You're destroying who they are, their character, their hearts. And they don't know what to do. And I witnessed that all over the place. And I was just rooting for this kid. I'm like, you, I like you. You're gonna run for school board someday. Should have just.
Well, what I love is when they're throwing a temper tantrum in the store, right? Most parents are like, okay, Johnny, stop it. You have to stop. Okay, all right, I'll get you the candy bar. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Right. They appease the child. Now with the mask, all of a sudden they've become militant.
Yes.
You know,
the dad grabs the kid off the ground.
It?
Yeah, I'm like, listen to your child. Listen to what they're saying. It's not normal. He probably can't breathe. He probably knows something's not right, you know, when he has it on. He just refused. And I was like, good job. And I kind of said it, but the parents didn't hear me. And it's everywhere. And then you've got these vaccines, and I can only imagine what's going to happen, with 12 to 14 or 12 to 15 year olds, I believe it is, something like that. And I really hope that schools do not require these. I think it's ridiculous. I know several private schools that say they will not. And we might have to, you know, find those. But we're looking at colleges now, right? They're thinking about it. Several colleges are thinking about just requiring the vaccine when you graduate. And now if you have to have, you know, this, as well, if you read what the Pfizer vaccine is, it's another RNA kind of. I'm not a medical doctor, but it affects that. This is not what the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is. It's called BIO, BioNTech vaccine. That doesn't sound like anything I want to be put into my children's system.
Well, okay, so we shoot ourselves as well as the other side. So. You know, yeah. Fauci, with all the stuff that he comes up with, and it's like the news chases him all around agreeing with him, then we've got our side, too, that's all over the place. With apparently, one of them has these little mechanical nanobots in them that go get information on your body and somehow send it back to Bill Gates. And then another one that has, you know, I mean, they tell these stories, they put them out there, they keep telling people, stop republishing this stuff. Unless you've got it from a couple of decent sites, don't just take this stuff and run with it.
Right.
It makes us look like fools sometimes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I always do the research. You know, I just don't like that, you know, you're probably going to need a booster. But these
they're talking about a booster.
It's truly gene therapy. It is not a vaccine. Johnson & Johnson is the only vaccine, and that's even causing issues with women and men and childbearing, you know, and child-making years. It's interesting. It's affecting them, their cycles, if they're on birth control, their blood pressure. That is truth right there. You can look up, and that's what's going on. And they're continuing the research. There's not enough time to make a conclusion, but especially that age group, you don't need it unless you have special issues, and that's fine. But the fact that just the name of this, Pfizer BioNTech, I mean, that just sounds frightening.
That should raise every bell and whistle in your body, right? I mean, seriously.
And it's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. I don't know what to tell you. It changes your genes.
Tammy was reading an article over the weekend that talked about how the vaccine itself, the properties of it have been found in people who have not been vaccinated, but live in the same home or interact a lot together.
Interesting.
And they were saying that that's because it's what you were just talking about. It's not a, you know, it's gene therapy, if you would.
Right.
Now, how that passes from person to person, I have no idea. But this is why I said to you, we end up with so many different variations of crazy stories. It would, if it was us, we'd be pointing to us going, look at those whacks. I mean, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
absolutely.
You got to stick with science. You have to make sure you have the right information. They weren't out there long enough. They're not telling us the truth. I just did a story on the EU how, at the time I reported, they had almost 350,000 cases of people who had been vaccinated and had very, very terrible side effects, along with 7,600 people that had died from it, from that. And I don't know how many they vaccinated. I didn't get that number at the time, but it was obviously in the millions like it is here.
Right.
Here, we're not getting those kind of numbers. Ours are the same vaccination, so the only thing that I can come up with, without proof, is they're not reporting, or they're under-reporting, right?
Yeah, of course. The whole COVID-19 thing has been over-recorded and under-recorded, and right, anything, you have a cold, or you have a stroke and you die and you happen to have COVID, it's COVID. You have a heart attack, you happen to die, it's COVID. It's and then now we've got the vaccine thing. So it's just unnecessary. I'm not seeing how this particular SARS, how it's so different than others. And again, people like my mom who have lung issues, I get it. She got the Johnson & Johnson. She's doing great. I'm not going to battle that. But especially for kids now, I think, you know, I'm getting a lot of parents, you know, asking me, oh, Dr. B, is this safe? And I'm like, it is not a vaccine. If Johnson & Johnson comes out with one and you want your kid to have it, which I don't know why you want, because the rate of children getting COVID versus having symptoms and then dying is so minute. And I don't even – people know not to even ask me. And then you pose a great question. What if the kid says, but I have to for school, or all my friends are getting it, or I'm getting bullied because I didn't get it? You know, what do parents do? And again, parental peer pressure, really? You're going to give in to that? You can't. You have to take a stand. And peer pressure can work both ways. There can be positive peer pressure. So I'll talk about that.
Positive peer pressure, yeah. There you go. Easy for you. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Don't keep your heart over the fight that you with me. 855 Real Joey, 855-732-5566. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to listen. You really do have to get informed. I've been talking to Dr. B and others about this, how, you know, be on a school board. And I mean this with all due respect to the parents. I realize that, you know, it's somewhat emotional. It's your son. It's your daughter. It's your kids. And you see them suffering or you see them going through things and you're just... You just want this fixed. I mean, I do too. I'm on the board and I want this thing fixed. But don't spew. It takes me longer to fix misinformation than it does for me to help you in situations. If I've got to spend my time getting 50 parents to understand that they were fed something wrong, incorrect, and have to get that back out of their head, it's a waste of my time and yours too. So don't do it. Make sure you have the real information. And a lot of times, you know when somebody's lying to you or not. You know, in my area, I'm probably one of the most accessible trustees there is. And I'll tell you what it is, whether you like it or not, whether it makes you happy or not, because it doesn't do me any good to lie to you. Because then I got to put up with you later on. I'm not interested in that. But really, do your homework. If you do your homework, a lot of this stuff... A lot of the anxiety, a lot of the frustration will go away because you'll be informed. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, and she does every week to try to help put some some ease, give the information so you can put some ease in what you're feeling with your child at school and other places, and even help your child feel better at school, getting back into school, getting back into these things. You know, Dr. B, and I got to tell you, we sit here and we talk about, oh, when he goes back to school, they're going to be doing this, they're going to be feeling that. Let me tell you what, I see these kids playing out at the park, they ain't no problems. They're having a ball without a mask on at the park. Nobody's watching over them. They're not having any issues. But when they go to school, actually get to school grounds, then the Gestapo comes out of the rooms and tells them what they have to and can and can't do, right?
Right. The minute the parents and adults get involved in it again, especially, like you said, uninformed parents, uninformed adults, that's when it goes to crap. Because, you know, like these kids I'm seeing throwing tantrums and calling it out, and they're smart. They're simple and they're smart, and they understand and they listen to their instinct, and they have needs, and they are reaching out and letting us know that this isn't right. And parents are, a lot of this as adults, basing their actions on false information, on the news, which isn't the news. It's the opinions. It's the cult. It's ridiculous. And it's been so great. We haven't had anything on news-wise in months, and it's so nice around here. Now I just go to all of my, you know, research sites and my psychological and psychiatric research sites and read what's really going on. And there's an uptick, and they're calling it in psychopathological symptoms. So, meaning there are going to be more mass shootings, there are going to be more tempers, there are going to be, you know, all, and you're seeing it. You know, you saw that girl that went off in her school, and it comes down to the fact that she has severe anxiety over these masks and COVID. And I'm just reading this study that just came out again. I mean, and it's not even sociopathological symptoms. They're calling it psychopathological symptoms about face coverings. And why? When it switches to psychopathological, that's when you feel like you are above all, that you have power and can control and manipulate all. And it's saying that these masks, in some cases, are giving people that feeling of, I control you. You think about teachers. You think about this lady on the rental bus. You think about flight attendant. You know, they have that because they go from zero to rage. They're not even nice about it anymore. No. And it's so this... This is a worldwide study, and it is so true. They're saying that the mask is reinforcing people's sense of personal control. True. It's saying that they're not adapting well, so they do have symptoms of rage. They feel helpless, the people who aren't wearing them, or, you know, the ones that are more insecure and have anxiety. It's causing severe anxiety in others, and then it's there was one more thing I don't remember. It's a symbol of social cohesion in a negative sense. And that's what we're seeing. That is exactly what we're seeing. People are ganging up on people. They are bullying people. So it's so true. It's so incredibly true, this study. So it's there it is right in front of you. Everything we're seeing, we've now seen this nationwide and now worldwide survey saying that it's true. So here we are, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. It's become such a psychological hold on us, and this is what our children are feeling and seeing, and we've got to stop, parents. I keep saying this, right, Joe, every week. You and I keep saying get involved, and that doesn't have to mean, you know, be on the board or be a city council, but get involved in your kids' lives and remove all sense of COVID from your house. Just do it. And as much as you can, you don't have to wear a mask. Don't wear it, because it's not even sociopathological. I think that's what shocked me about this study. And this is on the NIH.gov website. If you guys want to go see it. You think Fauci and Birx know everything and WHO and the CDC. This is on their website. This is the stuff CNN is not talking to you about.
No.
That we are seeing a rise in psychiatric illnesses and outbreaks and psychotic episodes. And we're seeing it, right? We're seeing it on planes. We're seeing it in stores. We're seeing it. It's legit.
With people who are more seasoned and should be able to cope with some of this stuff. And now you got these kids. See, My biggest concern, I don't want to say my fear because I don't want to sound like a fearmonger. But you know, Gavin Newsom came out here in California and said, look, the schools will be open. We have every reason to believe the schools will be open for the fall, 5 days a week, get back to normal. And he finishes the whole speech off, but there's no guarantees. So Biden comes out and says basically the same thing. Hey, if this thing is going the way it's going, we shouldn't have any problem. I want all the schools open back up in the fall. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you can't get a bigger weasel clause to drive a truck through than that.
So no,
you're
going to
get these kids all excited all summer long. They're going to be buying, like you do with elementary school kids, you're going to be buying their backpacks, their pencils, their pens. Oh, I bet you can't wait to see so-and-so. And then what's going to happen? The day they're supposed to go back, well, we've had a spike. Too bad, you lose.
And this is the psychological manipulation of the left. It is what it is. It's not even political anymore. It is. There is a mentality that is this. It's a manipulative, cult-like mentality that they keep them going. Keep listening to me. Keep listening. Keep following me. Keep watching me. And then they do this. And it keeps the fear alive. And it is horrible. And it is causing severe issues with our youth and with those that are at risk already of anxiety and depression and suicidal ideation. And now this, you know, this study just shows that, and it's a pretty big study. So it's not going to calm down.
We've lost science. Some of the parents that are acting out of fear, they will point to a Fauci and say, I do believe in science. Well, Fauci's been all over the place. Science usually isn't all over the place.
No, you're correct. Fauci has been all over the place. Unbelievably so. When he started saying wear another mask, I mean, come on. How people actually, you know what? Maybe there's some truth. And I literally saw people with 2 and 3 masks on today getting on the plane. And I'm just like, okay, it looked like I got a diaper on their face, and I just felt bad. I literally started praying for them because I'm like, what are you doing? It's amazing how weak the mentality of so many are. I am really hurting for America. You know, common sense has just left the building, and we have just sold our minds to the lowest bidder, honestly. And people need to wake up. It is not, you've got to go to these websites. You've got to go to the NIH websites. You've got to go to the CDC websites, and you've got to cross-reference and check and research. You've got to turn off the TV. You have to.
TV thing makes me nuts. I got older people living in my house, and I don't mean old people. I mean, you know, the 25 to 35s, okay? My arm would be stuck in that up position and my head down like this. It's like they can't stop being fed. And that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
They're being
fed
information from the phone. The brain doesn't have to think. All it has to do is take this information in.
No, and so people, you know, there's National Enquirer, you know, all those fun and CNN and all those silly hack sites and news agencies, MSNBC, and we thrive on adrenaline. We like, there's a reason why people are ambulance chasers and storm chasers. People like that. They like to watch that. They like to watch conflict. Yeah. And at this point, the news is onto it. These channels are onto it, and they are feeding you a load of not good stuff, crap. And they're keeping you going. They're keeping your dopamine going and your serotonin getting turned on because they are feeding you this drama. And how sad are we that this is where we are and these people are allowed to do it, yet a pastor in Canada is arrested on his knees in the middle of an interstate because he opened his church. It's so backwards, absolutely so backwards.
When you look at everything that's going on, it is a full frontal assault on everything the Constitution, well, I started it this way, on everything our Father, our God has given us, and what our Constitution backs up. Tell people where to find you, Dr. B.
DrBRadio.com.
Of course. Way too easy. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You got me in the next hour. A lot more coming up. Don't go far.